know what I mean?
Long Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. It has been a busy morning, but we are here on Friday. It is March. It is May 15th, 2015. Wow, it's been a full week. We're still going through this Mompreneurs Conference. We are doing a Mompreneurs Conference all this month, so you want to go out and invite as many people as you can onto the show, because I love the things that I think about and the things that I create, because of I'm a creative person. I gotta say it. I gotta hand it to myself. A lot of times I'm a creative person and I fix things out of nowhere. This morning my iPad was not working, so I didn't even know if the show was going to start. But thankfully my mother is letting me lend her tablet for the moment. But I want to thank you for tuning into the show. It's a beautiful, beautiful morning. Let's see how Dr. Arlene Spann is doing this morning. Let's see. Dr. Arlene Spann, are you there?
I am here, yes. I am here from down in the Colony, Texas. It is fabulous here this morning.
It is.
It's cloudy,
but it's sunny.
Yeah, same here, but it is, you know, it's supposed to be a good day to have a little bit of drizzle going on, just a little bit, but it's supposed to go away, and then the sun's supposed to stick its head through the clouds, and we're supposed to have a gorgeous day. So that's what we're looking for, that gorgeous day today.
Awesome. That is so good. Honestly, I'm trying and remember what I said about M this morning. We went through, let's start by doing this. We went through the week, Monday through Friday. We've been talking about my book on pushing mompreneurs. We've been talking about the P, which is there's a power in your push. We've been talking about the U, that is you are unstoppable. How are you going to be unstoppable through your day when the electronics, when electronic devices don't work, when your cell phone doesn't work, when there's things that go wrong? How are you going to fix it and make it work in your capacity? Unstoppable. I just love that word, unstoppable. We talked about the F, which is surviving. How are you surviving the hard times? How are you surviving even paying your bills? There's things that come up. There's things that happen. There's things that are emergency, and you've got to fix it right then and there. Sometimes we don't have time to say, oh, wait, let me take my house, and then I'll get to that emergency. Sometimes we got to do it right then and there. But then we talked about the H, which is health versus heaven or hell, which I put heaven or hell in the book. But health I did not put in the book, but I think I believe I put an extra F in the book. And, you know, we got to learn sometimes to work and do what we need to do to get the job done, because we are unstoppable people on a day-to-day basis, but sometimes we think that's it. We think that's it. Excuse me, my computer. My computer is a little loud. But today we are going to be talking about the M. The M. And I believe when I thought about doing the M and pushing my entrepreneurs, one of the things that I believe I wrote was mindset. Mindset. There are times when you gotta work up to waking up being in the right mindset. Sometimes when you wake up, you don't feel like being bothered. You don't feel like doing anything. I mean, just anything. You just feel like looking at the wall for about 10, 15 minutes, maybe 20 minutes. There are just some times when you just like, oh, do I have to now? I mean, it's cold. you know, the sun's not really out, you know, it's cloudy. You know, you hear the birds chirping if you live around a area where there's trees and, you know, there's grass and there's things growing. But sometimes you gotta, in spite of your mindset, you gotta meditate.
Mm-hmm.
Meditate. Sometimes you gotta say, okay, I'm gonna meditate through my mindset because I need to get my mindset right, and I need some things to happen in my business, in my financial life, in my health, in my wealth, and everything else that's connected to me, around me, in my atmosphere. There are times, ladies and gentlemen, in my life I can remember I had to meditate and push myself to the place of saying, when I get up, I'm going to think positive thoughts. I'm going to, despite the people that have passed, despite the people that I'm hurting or I have some pain in my system, people that have passed in my life that I really, really love and adore, there are just some times where you just got to push past it and just keep on going. Mindset, meditation. First thing you got to do is in your mindset is meditate, maybe for 10 minutes. You know, maybe when you get up, the kids are either asleep or the kids are not asleep, jumping on your bed. So you got to meditate regardless of whether they are alive or not. Life isn't about waiting for the storm to pass. It's about learning to dance in the rain.
Mm.
Meditation is something that we don't often do, but we need to do. Even if we don't write in our journals right away, even if we're, you know, we say we only have 10 minutes to do A, B, and C, you need to do it before certain people get up or while people are up, getting dressed. Sometimes I don't have all the answers when I get up in the morning. Sometimes I got to meditate to get there, to get to that place, to get to that destination, to say, okay, I'm going to put on my right mind today, and I'm going to talk to the best of my ability and smile. Because sometimes if you don't smile, people are like, oh, my God, what kind of day is she having? So I was just talking to my mom, side note, about the dress and the things that we wear. And yesterday we went in a part of the area where people just looked at us and looked at us. I was dressed. My mom was casual. I thought she was fine. And my nephews, you know, they put on anything because they're kids, you know. But I was talking to her, and it's true. When you get up in the morning, you want to think, okay, how can I be the best dressed walking down the street, going to the store, running around, doing what I need to do to get it done? Sometimes we think, oh, well, I'm going to just, you know, throw on some capris and a shirt, and that's not always the case. So it all begins in your mindset. It all begins in your mind. Okay, what do I need to do to get up and get dressed and get myself out of here? Do I need to look the craziest or do I need to look the best? Do I need to put on mismatched stuff, you know, like some of us do? Or do I need to, you know, because I really don't think fashion statement, one-on-one, I really don't think certain things go together. Purple and pink, you know, yellow and orange. I'm like, okay, did they not dress themselves well this morning? And I know the weather's getting a little hot. I know. But sometimes just things don't go together. And you even see it in church. You even see it in church. I know Arlene does. There's just certain things that don't go well together. So what do you think about this word mindset and meditation this morning, Dr. Arlene Stan?
I think that, you know, you're bringing to life for me Romans 12, 1 and 2, where God talks about being transformed by the renewing of our minds. And, you know, when we're thinking about the meditation part that you talked about, God has already told us to meditate. He said, let the, you know how you've heard people when they do it generally at the end of a sermon or the end of church or when they're about to pray or whatever, and they'll say, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. And when you stop and you think about that, you're thinking, we want what proceeds out of our mouth to reflect what's in our heart. And sometimes when you were talking about being dressed, and I know even for myself, sometimes you do wake up and you're in a rush, you're rushed for something, and then you might just grab something. It's like, oh, I need to get to the store. I need to get to the pharmacy. I need to get wherever I need to get to, and I need to do that quickly. So you might just hurry up out of your home. So you might not have a fashion statement on that morning. But if you have something that is planned, if you have an event that is planned and you know it's something where your business as a mompreneur is represented because you are your business, or if it's something where there is a particular dress code based on where you're going, then you do want to be mindful of what you have on. You do want to be mindful that you are representing not only your company, but you're representing you well. So you want to make sure that what you're doing in the marketplace, that because this might be the first time that someone ever sees you in what you represent, and you want to be sure that they're not turned off from your company because of what you have on. And, you know, if you're saying you sell million-dollar homes and you look like you're the pauper, then maybe people might not take you seriously. But if that don't mean you have to have a three-piece suit on. You can still have your jeans on with a nice top, your face done, and all those kinds of things, and still be a good representative. So as a mompreneur, as you're pushing forward this month with this conference, just be mindful, like Jamie said, that you are mom, and I think you said that's moving forward, and you want to always be pushing forward to be sure that you're the best representative of you that you can possibly be. Back to you, Jamie.
Awesome, yes. And I often say there are times when, you know, and I agree, we just get up, we throw something on, and we go out. But, you know, thinking back to my grandfather when he was living, I remember even my grandma, I do thinking of hearing Arlene, I remember they never stepped out of the house rarely with sneakers. They never stepped out of the house with a half a dress. They never stepped out of the house looking like, oh, I'm just going to wear some slacks and a shirt. You know, they are always dressed to the T. My grandma always had a skirt on. She always had a skirt or dress pants. And I was trying to figure out, like, why is she always wearing that? And I was like, well, why are they always dressed? Why are they always looking well? Why are they always doing the usual, you know, dress? And I was like, oh, you know, I'm getting tired of that. But then I thought to myself, now I see myself because, you know, in reflection, because they've gone on, they've passed, and you know, a year will be in October since my grandma passed, and, you know, I can remember going over to the house even, they were dressed. They weren't sitting around with jogging pants on. You know, not to say that this is a fashion statement show, but I'm saying this to say that first it starts in your mind. You know, if you are entrepreneur and you do have multiple businesses, a lot of times what I do is I try and dress my best instead of dressing my worst. Even though I have pain, I have situations going on, you know, sometimes I have a cloudy mind, sometimes things are just going the craziest day, the craziest moment. You know, my nephew, he's been going through, you know, different things, you know, with his allergies and headaches, and this is hurting and that's hurting, you know. So you know, you can, I know somebody that's listening to us on the sound of our voices can relate to what we're saying and what we're talking about with this Mompreneurs Conference. There are times when we just got to say, okay, regardless of how we're feeling, we're still going to dress for success. Mm-hmm. We're still going to move forward and dress for success. Moving forward is something that I believe I wrote in my book as well. We got to begin to move past how we feel, because a lot of times the clothes that we wear is how we really feel, and we never think about that. Oh, my God, did I really wear that on that day? Oh, my goodness, what shirt did I have on? And that's why a lot of people take pictures, because sometimes you look, when you say you have the nicest thing on, you're like, oh, my God, look at that shirt. What was I thinking that day wearing that shirt? You know, and that's why you see so many people going out there and shopping, trying to look their best. But some of us don't really want to look our best, you know. Some of us just want to look okay. So in this Mompreneurs book, we went through three letters, and the fourth letter is M. So mindset, meditation, and moving forward. Mindset, meditation, and moving forward. Meditation is something that we should do on a continuous basis. And moving forward with our fashion is probably something that we should do on a day-to-day basis, but most people don't do that. I can tell you this, 9 times out of 10 do I see people all the time dressing for success, because some people say, I lost my job, so I'll just dress any kind of way. Most people say, well, I'll dress up just because it's Friday. Most people dress up just because it's Saturday. But many people don't do that. Many people just put on anything because, everybody doesn't come from the same family. You know, I come from a pastor's background. You know, I come from a PK, grandfather, grandpapa background. And, you know, my uncles, you know, my dad used to be one. You know, just the full 9 yards of a preacher. So from back when I remember, you know, my grandfather, again, my grandmom never stepped out of the house with sneakers. I've never seen him with sneakers. Well, maybe once or twice with a jogging suit, but it was nice. It wasn't something with pills or, you know, something that was looking crazy. So, you know, when you are moving forward in life, you got to learn to do the simple. What is simple? Put on something nice. What is simple? Have a better mindset. What is simple? Put on a smile. What is simple? You know, don't wear something that, you know how to dress. I know people have taught you how to dress, and if you don't know how to dress, go out and look at Macy's. Look at Nordstrom's. Look at Wanamaker's, which I don't know if there's a lot around still, but, you know, a lot of things, and if you go to Walmart, you know who has money and who doesn't. You could stand there for a second and say, wow, does she really have money? You know, you could tell. You know, some people wear holes in their stuff. Some people just, you know, their hair looks crazy. Last night I was at one of my meetings, and this guy usually wears dreads. He cut off his dreads. Why? Because he wanted to look better than the usual. He wanted to look like he was a business person, and last night he did. He looked different, like he was going to first grade. He looked that much different. So you want to do something that is beyond the usual. So when I think about moving forward, how do you dress on a continuous basis is something that we should be thinking about, you know, before we walk out the house. You know, meditation is always good, because I at least 3 or 4 calls in the morning, you know, before I walk out the house, and sometimes I go to sleep, you know, with, you know, not only thinking about scripture, but, you know, the Bible on my mind, the Bible, and you know, and the atmosphere. The Bible is something that is continuously developing us day to day, but some of us don't know. You need to get saved. You got to have a better life than just know about the enemy and what's going on in your life. So moving forward, what do you think, Arlene, about this word moving forward?
As we're moving forward, I was just listening to you, Jamie, and I'm thinking about what God said when he tells us that man looks at our outward appearance, but he looks at our heart. So remember that when man looks at us, the first thing they see in us is what they see on us, that outward person. So we want to be sure that we are good representatives of God. That's why I said Romans 12:1-2, where God is saying, you know, listen, I'm coming to you, brothers, listen. Paul is saying, by the mercies of God, present your bodies as a living sacrifice. You want to look like you're holy. First of all, acceptable to God. So be sure that what you're doing is something that you know that your God is, he will accept what you're doing. That's your spiritual worship. And then he talks about not doing things the way this world does them, but you, the mompreneur, you want to be doing things because you are now transforming your mind. You have a business. But, Jamie, someone shared with me, for those women who are size 10 and up, there is a website called Gwenny Bee's. And on the Gwenny Bee website, they have a program there where women, I don't know if you're able to borrow clothes or get clothes cheaply or rent clothes. I'm not sure how it works, but if the women would check, if you would check out Gwenny Bee's, I think it's spelled something like, I don't know how it's spelled. I think it's G-W. It's Gwenny Bee's, however you would spell Gwenny. Gwenny Bee's Fashions. And if the women would check that out, if you're size 10 and up, then check out the program that they have, and you might be able to get fashions from them and clothing from them. Because as you're pushing forward as a mompreneur, you want to be sure that you are, once again, representing your business well. So whatever that business is, represent it well outwardly first so that people are better able to receive and hear what you have to say. Now, of course, if you are in fashion, then you need to allow whatever that fashion is to be displayed so that your target market is drawn towards your fashion. But if you're in some other form of business, you want to be sure that you are represented well so that your target market will be drawn to you, and they won't look at you like, who in the world does she think she is, or does he think he is, you know. So you want to be mindful. There's a scripture in Philippians that says we should have the mind of Christ. So if you are one of God's children, then you want to think the way he thinks. Ask him to allow you to put on a joyful heart first so that's what people see when they see you first, is that heart. And then they can move forward past whatever it is you have on. But if you don't have that heart ready for them to receive, then all they're going to do is look at what you have on and forget anything that comes out of your mouth. They might not even listen to what comes out of your mouth. So like Jamie said earlier, something that's really free is just simply wearing a smile. So if you come with a joyful heart and a smile, you've done more than people who are wearing $10,000 worth of clothes. Okay, back to you. I heard something in the background. Back to you, Jamie.
Sorry, that was my computer again. It's acting up. But you said something that I was trying to get that word, Gwenny Bee's, and I thought Queen Bee.
No, it's Gwenny, like a lady's name, Gwen, but it's not. I think it's like G-Y, I think it's like G-Y-E-N-N-I-E, and then B is like Gwenny, like a lady's name, Gwen. Let me look myself.
Okay. We're both trying to get it together. But as she's looking that up, as she's looking that up, she says something that is very, very substantial, and I believe that word was sacrifice. Romans 12:1-4. I love that scripture. I remember that scripture on a day-to-day basis, which is transforming your mind. Life isn't about waiting for the storm to pass. Sometimes in life, you gotta sacrifice those things that you don't want to wear for what you do need to put on a day-to-day basis. Let me say that again. Sometimes you gotta sacrifice that shirt that's casual, that doesn't look so good for something that is suitable and looks great. And then when you go out and put on that smile, well, that's just an extra giving. And then people walk up to you and say, hey, what do you do for a living? That looks nice, you know. And usually what I do is I comment on how people look. And then I show them the coffee that pays, which I absolutely love to do. But actually, you know, Arlene, we are out of time. I thank you for telling us about that. We will look it up, you can put it on my fan page.
Okay, because I did find it. It's GWYNNIE and then BBEE, but I'll send it to you.
Sure, and then I'll put it on the fan page, and everyone can look at it. And I believe it'll bless your soul. So how can we get in touch with you and your products today?
You can get in touch with me at arlenesweats@gmail.com or www.arlenesweats.com. Back to you, Jamie.
Awesome. Awesome. So this has been an awesome, awesome Mompreneurs Week. I want you to go back, listen to the archives, and tell me, you can email me personally and tell me what you think. jamiesjournal@gmail.com, jamiesjournal@gmail.com. I'm still giving out free books. So if you would like a book about mompreneurs, you're more than welcome to have it. You just got to email me and say, hey, I've been listening to your show, and I think what you said was great, and tell me a little bit about yourself, and email me, and let me know that you would like the book. jamiesjournal@gmail.com. I'm on all social media. You can just Google it, and I want to say thank you for joining me for an awesome, awesome week. We are going to be back next week, Thursday and Friday at 10 a.m. I had to think about it for a second. If I do add on a show, you will know about it. You can go on, I'm on all social media, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and more. Instagram, you want to follow me, jamiesjournal@gmail.com, Jamies Journal. So I want to thank you for joining us on this Friday, this Freedom Friday. And if you like a free gift, just email me as well on Jamie's Journal. Thank you, and I want to say God bless, and go out there and celebrate a mother this weekend. God bless.